Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. It is Wednesday morning at 6:30 a.m. Here on the East Coast in New York, and I hope everyone's having a good week so far. Getting ready for hump day, as we call it. And there's only a couple more days left in the week, and then you get to relax and enjoy the weekend, hopefully. Hopefully now you have something cool planned, but if you want something really cool planned and you want to take care of it, and you want to worry about absolutely nothing, let all the details be handled, let all the mishaps that may occur while you're traveling or trying to enjoy this, something special that you're doing. I think I have the perfect lady on the phone with you right now. This is Dame Emma Jane Brown of EJB Events. Emma, welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. Yeah, very happy to be talking to everyone in New York. Well, in America, hopefully, everywhere.
That's right. Well, the show's definitely gone global, we'll say.
Yeah.
Now, Emma, this is part four of our 10-part series that we're doing with you. And, over the course of the first couple of episodes, obviously, we've discussed you're an amazing background. Yet you really do have a very cool story. The things that you've been able to accomplish, things that you've been able to see and do, and the way that you definitely found the time and drive and energy to give back, even at a time when you're trying to push forth, this business venture that is EJB Events. Before we get into EJB Events and everything else that you've done, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself? Just your background. Refresh the new audience that we have listening today.
Okay. Well, I was a former international show jumper, which is to do with equestrian, and I represented my country many times all over the world on teams. And unfortunately, when I was sitting in my 30s, I got an allergy to horses. That meant that I couldn't not just sort of not ride all the time. I had to just end my career immediately because it was such a bad allergy. And it was literally, I couldn't go near the horses. So that was a big closure to something that had been a massive piece in my life. And that's really where I got involved in organising and wanting to help people with a concierge company, where we really do specialise in deliciously different experiences. It's always helping people out. I think with me as well, because of my heart being so much in the horse world, I wanted to help them out. So that's when I got involved, as well as my events company, into apparel show jumping. Again, that is for riders who have disabilities. And my aim very strongly now is to help these riders with disabilities to, improve their riding and actually get to know that, riding a horse, even though you have a disability, is also helping you with your disability. It sort of helps people who are autistic. It's an amazing thing, again, as I've learned, the combination and relationship you get between an animal and a human with the horse is very special. And I've now sort of become a mentor, as I said a couple of weeks ago, with the first blind show jumper in Great Britain. And this is an incredible person, and raised the money for her to get her own horse, so her dream is now there. And then from doing that, I've now sort of adopted another 12 paragliders, which I'm so proud to have them, with me. And we're here, now to sort of form this movement to really get them out there and get them to horse shows, because they are struggling beyond belief with not having the support they need. So in the new year, I'm going to organise, or it's nearly organised, I'm going to do a clinic where I have some very good professional riders that used to compete with me. They're going to take time off, and we're going to give them 3 days in one of the best equestrian centres in the United Kingdom. And there they're going to, not have to worry about having to just be there for a while and then having to leave. And, the whole concept of them looking after their horse and with their disability is incredible what they go through. So I'm now to raise their profile. I want to help them as much as I can, and, you know, hopefully people will get to know them more. And, yeah, that's again, something I've taken on in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, I'm very, very, very strongly proud and overwhelmed that they want to, you know, be involved with me. So it's great.
Now, I got to ask, Emma, what is it about working with, people that, you know, have these challenges to face? What is it about it that draws you towards that?
I think one of the most things is that they are such humble people, and they are such an inspiration. And that's really where my passion has gone now, because even with the lady, Karen Law, who is blind, she never moans. I mean, she travels for her one-hour lesson. She travels on her own with, obviously, her stick, on two trains, on a bus and a taxi, which is a five-hour round trip. And it's just a one-hour lesson. And she is just...
Wow.
There's no mention to me on the phone, "Oh, Emma, I can't be bothered." Or she lives and dreams for this lesson that she gets. So we're now trying to organise a volunteer near where she lives that could possibly just, you know, drive her to the destination, to the stables, and then, you know, wait for her to have a lesson and then go back. Because, you know, that's a tough thing for able people, let alone a disabled person that can't see. So when she rings me every week, which she does, and she tells me, you know, how the lesson is gone and how the horse is, it's just everything of my mind that's crazy busy and, you know, feeling a little bit down because this hasn't worked, or, you know, this day hasn't gone how it should, she instantly clears that completely, because I then put my mind into what she goes through and how she puts up with the most incredible things that she just gets on with. So as I meet these different people now, they're like a family to me now in a wonderful way, because they are so close to me now because they know I can help them. But I'm so proud to be near them because they help me, actually. They don't realise they do, but they do. And that's why I want to continue to give back, you know, and do as much as I can for all these people who have issues, you know, because they are inspirational people.
Absolutely. And, I certainly can say that I think everybody can try to find a little bit of time to donate and give back, you know?
100%. I mean, you know, we did the Pride of Sport Awards a couple of weeks ago, and there was a wonderful young girl, Natasha Coates, who has got cancer, and she's a gymnast, and she's still battling, you know, with her illness and still wanting to try and, you know, train and compete. And just with her sort of talk of how she suffers and what she goes through and her determination is incredible. And it just proved, because the whole room that evening stood up and did a standing ovation for her. So the reality is beginning to get people to understand and see, because, you know, they live with so many issues that, you know, we don't, and hopefully, you know, none of us do, but who knows what is around the corner. We never know, do we? I mean, one of my para riders was an able person, and she was competing, and, you know, she had an injury, and now she's disabled. But some people are born with disabilities, and some people get disabilities as they go on through their life. So for me, it's a very, very high piece of, if I, you know, whatever time I have, I will completely put my time and effort with them. And the messages they come back is, you know, it makes me want to shed a tear, because I am just doing this because I want to do it. And, you know, I feel that I have got to do this for them. And they are just overwhelmed with me taking time to do it. And these people need support tremendously.
Absolutely. It's almost like, now when you see what they bring to the table on a competitive level, I mean, I'm sure they bring just as much energy and passion into the things that they do in the sport itself, as you've seen with the international competition you faced, right?
Yeah, 100%. I see them getting nervous, and that's why I'm there, and I help them walk the course. And I give them the experience bit by bit that, you know, it's taken me years to get on my own to learn it. But I'm there as their mentor to, you know, step in and see that they're nervous to do this competition, or they're, you know, not training very well outside. And this is all a very, very big important piece, because you only get 2 minutes, you know, in the arena to do your display and hopefully, you know, do everything right. So
right.
If you're not properly organized training outside in your preparation time, then there could be problems in the ring. And it's not a rehearsal. It's literally you're in and out and that's it. You can't say, oh, I'm a, you know, please, I made a mistake, can I go and try again? Because that's it. It's over. So there's the preparation before, and there's also the preparation of after, because a lot of them are very excited because they've done so well. A lot of them get disappointed because all of a sudden they are beginning to feel this competitive side in them, which is amazing to see with their disability. I mean, it's just mind-blowing, because on my way home always after seeing them, I just can't get them out of my head of watching. You know, I can see their rounds and I go over what... how they were in the day, and it's just, it's a really, really big, big part of my life that, you know, as I say, I'm very, very happy to be involved tremendously.
Absolutely. Well, and it comes across. You can definitely tell that, you know, you are passionate about it, and you do mean what you say when you say that you get that feeling that, you know, of a real sense of pride and joy into what you're doing with them.
Yeah, and, you know, as everybody knows, you know, I can't go back in the ring and compete. So my piece of me, you know, still gets upset because I know I can't. But, you know, I can help them and I can move them on. So that piece is enough, you know, for me to have to accept, because that's life, isn't it? Things happen and you have to move on and, you know, accept it. But... they all recently had the call from me to say that I want to organise some clothing for them, some little jackets,
right,
and, you know, some coats for them to wear. And they're like, oh, my gosh, Emma, are you really sure? You know, are you really sure about this? And I said, of course I am. I want you to have this. And what, to wear EJB, you know, as a logo, a small logo? And I said, well, yeah, it's, you know, it's not a big issue. And they were like, we will never take these coats off. We will just wear them all day. We'll sleep in them. And the appreciation is incredible. I mean, to me, it just sort of, it's a wow factor. You know, these people are just wanting so much support. And the small support I do, which I do, you know, I try to do as much as I can, as well as running my business, they're just, you know, as I say, overwhelmed with what I do. So that is very rewarding, incredibly, you know.
Absolutely. And for everyone just joining us now, I'm with Emma Jane Brown of EJB Events, and we're discussing the work that she somehow finds the time to do, you know, with para jumpers, and I mean, the story of the blind rider that you had too is just amazing, and it really is. It's really inspirational. It's something that that I'm very proud to have on the show with us for this series. So, everybody, if interested, the place to go to find out about the events that, and we're gonna get to that in the next piece of the show here. EJBEvents.co.uk, and EJB Events is a really cool company. I mean, I'll just say that the things that Emma's able to coordinate and put on for people that are looking to do something fun and different. I mean, definitely some of the stuff is probably once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. So it's very interesting and pretty cool. But before we get to that, Emma, I want to discuss the Olympia Horse Show that you have coming up later this month as well. So why don't you share with us a little bit about that?
I will do, yeah. Well, it's held at Olympia Stadium, which is in Kensington, which is in London, so it's in the heart of the city, which is great. It's one of my favourite shows that I used to compete while I was here in the UK, and it's sort of like the best equestrian party. It's like the last show of the year of the season, and everybody is, you know, wanting to go and compete still and win, but it's sort of telling you now it's nearly at the end of the season and you can sort of slow down slightly. Mm-hmm. But what I do now is I organise, you can have a private box, so for hospitality. So I take sort of like 12 to 18 people to go along and watch the whole evening, and they have like a four-course dinner, and the entertainment is incredible. There's from show jumping of the best, you know, the best riders in the world that compete. You've got Shetland Pony Grand National, which is so much fun. The public go crazy with these lovely young kids on these Shetland ponies, these very small ponies, and they do like a Grand National, which is like a race around the arena over, you know, these hurdles and fences that you see at the top of race courses. There's dog agility jumping, which is truly incredible to see. These incredible dogs that are trained and love it beyond belief. The crowd laughs, cheer, they all stand up and go crazy because, again, you know, an animal and a human combination is incredible. And then we have another great thing to see, the musical ride, which is by, obviously, our famous Household Cavalry that's attached to the Queen. Again, exciting, exhilarating, amazing evening out. And I get a lot of celebs that, you know, want to go because they want to take their children to watch. It's a Friday evening and they can watch all this. And it's a family show, and it is the best of the best. It's great. And, of course, you know, I know so many people there from the past of riding there. It's got great memories for me of my success and everything. So it's really, you know, a great show to go to.
Very cool. And now, how have you been, you know, in talks with this? I mean, how did this come about? Were you, was it just that people know who you are and what you've been doing, and that's why you were able to get on this?
Yeah, I think it's another event that I wanted to organise for families that come to London, whether they come from the States or whatever, you know, just before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because it's a Christmas show and you've got a Father Christmas that comes in and, you know, all the songs are, you know, Christmassy. And it's something that I've been very passionate to get involved in. The problem I have is, obviously, by being in the indoor building, I also have a problem with the allergy. So I have to be very careful that, you know, I sort of go in out and outside and come back in because the allergy is so strong in there because of obviously all the horses and everything. So it's going to be tough for me being there for that evening, but it's a one-off evening and I'll obviously take, you know, medication. And, you know, as I know, quite a long time when I was competing there, I used to have to go downstairs to, you know, the paramedics and everything and have oxygen in between my rounds. So, you know, I know where it is and how it all is. So for me to take clients there, it's, you know, another action-packed evening, something very different. I'll also introduce them to the professional riders. They'll also go backstage and sort of see the horses and, you know, the ponies and They'll have an experience that, you know, normally if you just have a hospitality box for a company, you stay in the box all night and you watch the entertainment, where I'll take them and, you know, get them up close and personal with the people that are involved in the show.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now moving on to the things that you're doing with EJB events, the things that you've already planned, what is this Silverstone package that you mentioned off air?
The Silverstone is a wonderful place. It's in just up the motorway from me, so it's about 40 minutes from Warwickshire in the Midlands, so it's not far from London, but it's mm-hmm. the home of Formula One, so it's where Formula One comes and has the race. And we do two really cool packages. We do we have a beautiful house that we rent, which is a 9-bedroom house, and it's literally 10 minutes from Silverstone. And people come and stay. They can do the 3-day package where you have, you know, chefs and the whole thing. And we also do a private dinner the night before where they'll meet some of the Formula One drivers, you know, and have a chat about how it is, and sort of a very, very intimate evening with them that people, again, wouldn't be able to do. And if they want, people just want to stay in a lovely, lovely hotel that's not far as well from Silverstone. You can stay at a beautiful hotel that I go to. It's a hand-picked hotel, and it's called Fawsley Manor. So it's a beautiful grand Tudor country house retreat. It's got antique furniture, and it's very classical, and the rooms are gorgeous and a great spa. And it was in the years ago, many, many years ago, it was entertained by Henry VIII and Elizabeth I.
Oh, wow.
So there's a huge amount of history there as well. So you have the choice. You can either have the real privacy of having this incredible house to stay in with the 9 bedrooms. So for a company, let's say, it's a great thing to take a company to, because, you know, you have the whole thing to yourself, and then you get driven by EJB event cars, you know, to Silverstone. You get to watch the race and be involved, you know, as close as you can to that. And then you come back and have a wonderful dinner. And, you know, so that's a very, very unique, exclusive package. And again, with the hotel with Henry VIII, Elizabeth I history, that's, again, beautiful place, hidden as another hidden gem in the countryside. And, you know, again, if the wives don't want to go to Formula One, or the partners, they can stay there and, you know, do the spa treatments, or they can obviously attend Formula One. So everybody, again, is happy with EJB events.
That seems to be the theme behind everything that you put together. You make everybody happy. You please everybody. That's
well, that's you the main ingredient that I hopefully works, because, you know, as we know, we want to make sure that both sides are happy. So whether it's a group of businessmen, you know, that come and their wives go off shopping and, you know, spa treatments, or just go and do some travelling around that area. I mean, there's so much history in Warwickshire. You've got Shakespeare, you know, William Shakespeare, the house of William Shakespeare to go and visit. You've got the beautiful Warwick Castle, which again is another package that we get, where you can stay actually in the suites of where all the kings and queens have stayed. So you experience being a king or queen in an evening, which, you know, is very exclusive again. So, that's why I like to do a lot of things up in the north, away from London, because, as I said before, it's getting you away from the craziness and the busyness of London and the traffic and the people. And, you know, when you come into the countryside, you have great fresh air, and you see so much, and you get so much history, which, you know, is always great for people to learn or understand.
Now, have you found that in your experience working with people that that's what they tend to go for more, is the relaxing, you know, more laid-back experience?
Yeah, definitely. Even if they come and shop till they drop, you know, wherever, they do want to get that sort of peace time and tranquility and really recharge the batteries, which, you know, we all know we would love to do on a regular basis. So for them to have that relaxation, whether it is going to a spa or it is actually getting out of the hustle and bustle of the city, it's definitely growing on that side tremendously. And, you know, when the weather's good, the guys can go off and play at beautiful golf courses near where the other venues I've been talking to as well. So, you know, we sort of direct one group of women to go, let's say, one way, and the guys go another, and then they have a great day. And then what's so lovely to see is in the evening, they can both talk about their different experiences of what they've been up to.
Right.
Where you sometimes get the woman sitting there, not that I'm saying woman, because, you know, I do understand men as well, but sometimes you will see the woman pretty bored or not really enthralled about listening to her husband having that experience. So when you separate them, you can actually get a gel back at the table and, you know, have a lovely dinner and some great wine. And it's quite amazing to see everybody happy and laughing and joking because they are happy themselves, all of them, which is,
absolutely,
you know, a goal that is tough to get. But, you know, once you see it, it's really nice to see that that's happened.
Now, Emma, what's some of the biggest crowds that you've coordinated for? I mean, how many people have you actually done events for that, you know, you felt comfortable with, or, you know, is there a number that you feel is too much for something like this for you to handle?
Well, when we do the audience one night only, when we did, you know, obviously Sylvester Stallone and Al Pacino, we had crowds at the London Palladium, a beautiful theatre in London. You know, 2,500 people came to watch.
Whoa.
Where I did my VVIP, which is obviously the very exclusive, you know, meet and greet, and I look after
right.
them all. We normally do 15 to 20 people max because,
okay.
first of all, that becomes very personal for that individual that paid, you know, the extra money to have this service. And also when they come to meet Al Pacino or Sylvester Stallone or Arnie Schwarzenegger, you know, we need to have that small group because those actors or actresses or A-listers have already spoken for 90 minutes on stage where they've opened up about stories and, you know, involved the whole audience in this. So they've already done what they were, you know, there to do. So
right.
we like to take that pressure off them as well. And also it becomes more intimate for the 15 to 20 people because they are really up close and personal. Spending time in a private room, you know, with this incredible A-lister. So I always draw the line on that. I you know, I don't want any more than that because we lose that exclusivity, we lose that personal touch, and, you know, that's what my aim is to do. So, but yeah, we do, you know, we did another show up in Glasgow for Jerry Lee Lewis in September, and that was 2,200. So, you know, we sell tickets, obviously, to the public to come and, you know, watch and sell out, hopefully, and watch, you know, the show, which is great
right.
to see. But then on that other side of VVIP, I keep it very limited. You know, it's very, very small numbers. And, you know, that's we know we can cope with that. We know we can offer the service as well, which is very important.
That sounds like a smart maneuver, too, because, like you said, you really – you make sure that everybody that is a part of that list really experiences that. That's great.
Yeah. So
and,
we've gone down the line and understood that.
Sure, sure. And Emma, as we're winding down to the final two minutes of the show for today, you know, what is it that you hope that people walk away from? And, you know, I don't want to cut you off, but we are coming down quickly, but just tell people real quick, what do you expect them to get from an experience with you?
We just really want to specialize in giving them different experiences that do exceed, you know, their expectations. So we like to give a little twist of something different that they didn't realize they were going to get, and that's, you know, the extra that we go to. And we want them to be happy, feel, you know, that everything is how it should go, and they come back and do more with us. You know, so that's really what EJB loves to do.
Absolutely. And I mean, honestly, it sounds like this is something that people can easily just kind of hand themselves over to you and say, you know what, do your work. You know, this is what I want to do. This is
that
sounds like a great business.
Well, it's tough as all businesses are, but it's giving a person
sure.
service that we want to give, and we say, you know, expect the unexpected, you know, and that's a great line to say. And you know, the impossible is possible. I get calls from people saying, well, yeah, impossible is possible. I want, you know, X, Y, and Z, and I'm like, well, hold on a minute, I'm not a fairy with a wand, as much as I am called now in the press. In the press in England, I'm called now the fairy godmother who helped, you know, get you to meet the A-listers and whatever. So, yeah.
Awesome.
I could do with one sometimes a bit bigger.
Emma, I appreciate your time today. I want to thank you for coming on. Everybody, check out ejbevents.co.uk. Emma, we're going to see you again next week at the same time, all right?
I would love to be in New York with you, but yes, you're going to hear from me next week. Looking forward to it. And as I always say to everybody in New York and in America, you know, have a great day and be safe.
All right. Well, thank you again, Emma. And thank you all the listeners for today. From everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Have a great day, everybody.